Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 19th. The grains closed the mix with July corn steady, 658 and a quarter. July wheat down 18 and three quarter cents at 679 and a quarter. July beans down 36 cents at 1538 and a quarter. December corn was down 4 1/4 at 539, and November beans were down 30 and a quarter at 1369 and a quarter. Now, the good news is July corn rallied 22 cents off its lows, closed on its highs out here. That was pretty impressive. Really didn't help the beans and the wheat too much. But we did close the beans 16 off the lows. We were 52 lower at one point. The wheat, we rallied at 8 cents off the lows, closing 18 and 3 quarters lower. We were 26 cents lower at one point. So at least we didn't close on our lows out here. Meal and oil. Meal closed near its lows, down 760. Oil was the big problem out here, down 220 at 66.47. That was a good penny off the lows, which is about 10 cents of the bean rally. But overall, you know, I think the July wheat rallied because we expect to see, you know, more export sales in the morning. And the weekly sales on corn tomorrow should be huge. 4.5 million metric tons at least would be my guess. So maybe 5 million. It's going to be a big number. It's not unexpected. But I think maybe that's why we rallied July corn here. The July rally certainly helped the December corn. December corn closed to almost 20 cents off of its lows. But again, I don't see anything friendly out here with the exception of the demand for corn by China, but we expect it. Like we've been saying, we're looking for 40 to 44 million. They've gotten a good leg up on that. Probably 6 million to 8 million in the last couple of weeks out here. So they're buying, and we expect them to buy. But the question is, are they actually going to take delivery of it? If we have a huge crop out here, I wouldn't be surprised if they wind up canceling, because I would expect prices to be significantly lower. Now, we have the wheat lower, mainly on the better yields than anybody thought out there. Beans are lower, off just no export business. The crush down so far. The export sales tomorrow, they're looking for a negative 100,000 to a positive 500,000. So not very much there. The average is 200,000. Wheat's only at 300,000. So, you know, the question is, can the corn hold up just because of the Chinese business? I don't know that it can long term. I think today was an indication that there's some fundamental weakness out here. Funds are still heavily long, over 300,000 contracts. Let me double check that all now. Funds are long 268. Probably about that after today. So it's still quite a bit that they need to unravel. They're long. I've got them long 167 beans, 49 meal, 110 oil. I've got them short 40,000 wheat as of tonight. So, you know, is the wheat going to drag the corn and beans down? I don't know. But if wheat is this weak, considering all the damage that was potentially done to the wheat crop, and we've got these kind of yields in Kansas, it just wonders, you know, how good these yields are going to be out here. Corn, I certainly believe we're off to a pretty good start out here, and no reason to think that there's any major problems. So I remain bearish out here. Can't emphasize strongly enough, if you haven't done anything else, buy some puts to protect the downside out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.